Diddy former aide says she was brainwashed when she sent loving texts to him years after rape. By Breitbart News on June 3, 2025. New York, AP, a former personal assistant who accuses Sean Diddy Combs of rape testified Monday that she continued sending the hip-hop mogul loving messages for years after her job ended in 2017 because she was brainwashed. The woman, testifying under the pseudonym Mia, pushed back at defense lawyer Brian Steele's suggestions that she fabricated her claims to cash in on the hashtag MeToo money grab against Sean Combs. Mia was on the witness stand for her third and final day at Combs' federal sex trafficking and racketeering trial in Manhattan, which is in its fourth week of testimony. Combs, 55, has pleaded not guilty. His lawyers concede he could be violent, but he denies using threats or his music industry clout to commit abuse. Steele had Mia read aloud numerous text messages she sent Combs. In one from 2019, she told Combs that he'd rescued her in a nightmare in which she was trapped in an elevator with R. Kelly, the singer who has since been convicted of sex trafficking. "And the person who sexually assaulted you came to your rescue?" Steele asked incredulously. He rephrased, asking if she really dreamed of being saved by a man who terrorized you and caused you PTSD? Prosecutors objected and the judge sustained it. It was one of many objections during a combative and often meandering cross-examination that stood in contrast to the defense's gentler treatment of other prosecution witnesses. Several times, the judge interrupted Steele, instructing him to move along or rephrase complicated questions. In an August 29, 2020, message to Combs, Mia recalled happy highlights from her 8 years working for him, such as drinking champagne at the Eiffel Tower at 4 a.m. and rejecting Rolling Stones frontman Mick Jagger's offer to take her home, saying she remembered only the good times. In the same message, Mia mentioned once feeling bamboozled by a woman. Steele asked why she didn't say Combs had bamboozled her as well. "Because I was still brainwashed," Mia answered. Asked to explain, Mia said that in an environment where the highs were really high and the lows were really low, she developed huge confusion in trusting my instincts. When Steele suggested her assault claims were made up, Mia responded, "I have never lied in this courtroom and I never will lie in this courtroom. Everything I said is true." She said she felt a moral obligation to speak out after others came forward against Combs, telling jurors, "It's been a long process. I'm untangling things. I'm in therapy." Mia alleges Combs forcibly kissed her and molested her at his 40th birthday party, and raped her months later in a guest room at his Los Angeles home. She testified last week that the assaults were random, sporadic, so oddly spaced out she didn't think they'd happen again. "For a long time," Mia said, "she kept the assaults to herself, staying quiet even after her friend, Combs' former longtime girlfriend Cassie, sued Combs in November 2023 alleging sexual abuse. The lawsuit, settled within hours for $20 million, touched off Combs' criminal investigation." Mia followed Cassie as the second of three key prosecution witnesses. The third, using the pseudonym Jane, will testify later this week. Mia said she didn't feel comfortable telling Cassie, the R&B singer whose legal name is Cassandra Ventura, that she was also victimized. She said she didn't tell prosecutors when she first met with them in January 2024, waiting about 6 months to do so. "Just because you find out something doesn't mean you immediately snap out of it. I was still deeply ashamed and I wanted to die with this," Mia testified. Steele suggested Mia only told prosecutors after she obtained legal counsel, accusing the witness of trying to lay the groundwork for a lawsuit against Combs. But Judge Arun Subramanian shut down Steele's attempts to ask Mia if she chose her attorney because of that lawyer's success getting hefty judgments for writer E. Jean Carroll in sex abuse-related lawsuits against President Donald Trump. Prosecutors warned that Steele's treatment of Mia in the closely watched Combs case could deter victims from testifying in other, unrelated cases. Assistant U.S. Attorney Maureen Comey accused Steele of yelling at and humiliating Mia, and argued that picking apart her social media posts was excessive and irrelevant. "We are crossing the threshold into prejudice and harassing this witness," Comey told Subramanian after jurors left the courtroom for a break. Subramanian said he hadn't heard any yelling or sarcasm in Steele's questions but cautioned the lawyer not to overdo it with questions about Mia's social media posts.